Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm sitting in the park and the birds are tweeting and I wish I could say that it's really glorious and sunshiny, but it's actually really grey and I've got a crick in my neck. But I wanted to read the letter to my 14-year-old self, which is in the back of the book. And I get really nervous reading because it makes me feel either related or sad. But here goes. Free content, by the way. You don't even have to buy the heavy brick of a thing. This is just like a section of it. Dear me, you don't have to rush. There is plenty of time to feel all the feelings there are to be felt. You will feel them all, and when you do, they will be huge. Though they will never stop being confusing. There is no light bulb moment when it will all make sense. No age between now and 31 where you will understand everything life throws at you. Your feelings will always change, just like your hair will. I know you think about these things every night before you go to sleep, but there is so much time for dancing, sparkly clothes, kissing, and electric body tingles. So just wait a bit longer before you actually do them. Keep letting the ridiculous ideas that flood your brain flow about like a song storm inside you. They are part of who you are and they will never stop. Remember when you were 9 and you circled all the publishers in the P section of the Yellow Pages? Yeah, I know, that's weird, right? Because you were going to contact them to publish your book. Hey, guess what? You will write it one day. Your boobs will get bigger too, so stop trying to think of ways that you can make them bigger. Stop researching those lie herbal pills that promise to naturally enhance your bust. It's just a load of shit. A total load of shit. They will not enhance any bust. You will cringe so hard at the fact that you used to cross the straps of your padded bra at the back, squeezing your double A cups together to create the strangest looking tiny cleavage. Quit whilst you are ahead. Oh, and you don't need to wear foundation. Honestly, you don't. Your skin is amazing, even with those spots on your forehead. The limited choice of foundation shades that you can get in your town are completely wrong for you, and if I'm honest, make your face look like it's been smeared in a light dusting of chalk. By the way, the spots will disappear and the scars don't even stay, so stop hating your face. The rest of you will get bigger too, but never focus too hard on how much. Your body will change with the times, as will your brain. It will adapt to the world around you, which will be a fun one, I promise. Your body will be loved and treated with tender, loving care by others, so try to learn to do the same. Exhaust yourself by playing and exploring. You don't need to think about exercise, just keep thrashing about. Drink loads of water, like at any given opportunity. Guzzle, guzzle, gulp, glug it. Never be ashamed of who you are. Sometimes you are, as they say, a bit much, too loud, and quite annoying. But who actually gives a fuck? Especially as the good people in your life will like you that way. You can live your own story and it doesn't have to be anybody else's, so listen to your gut. It makes even better choices than your brain or your heart does sometimes. You don't have to be like anyone else. No celebrity, prefect at your school or anyone that you've come across or know. Listen to your weirdness. It comes from having a gigantic imagination and boundless hope. It will always help you to appreciate colour, travel, nature, and many types of people. There are extraordinary people everywhere on this planet, so even when you think the world is too awful to bear, trust in your love of exploring, talking, dancing, and staring at vast open spaces and the twinkling sea. It'll see you through and keep your perspective fresh. Be proud of your ability to love your friends, but be aware of the toxic ones. Keep loving new opportunities and new ways of experiencing things. You don't have a bad attitude like some of the teachers say that you do. Try to learn to channel the energy and the incessant question asking into learning rather than bedazzling mischief. You will always love to be mischievous, but will learn that the best way is to mix it with good. It's still well fun, but feels better when peppered with a little sophistication and creativity. Being plain bad is boring and guilt-ridden. Keep reading, keep writing, keep asking the big hard questions about things that don't feel right in life, things that are just unjust. But you don't have to scream them, even if the truth makes you rage and your face hot. You don't always know what's right. No one single person does. You have more power than you think. Engage in politics and keep absorbing history with the inquisitive, spongy nature you have. You are far from stupid, even though you will always be catastrophic at maths. You will never know what you want to be when you grow up and will realise that most people don't. You're going to be all right. There isn't as much struggle as you subconsciously prepare for. Ask for help rather than getting angry. Anger rusts a person's morals and clouds vision. It doesn't suit you, so breathe deep. You will learn to be happy and you are not a bad person. Bad is a bad word to apply to yourself unless you're dancing to a Michael Jackson song or using the term badass. You don't have to give in emotionally to a love that feels out of control. You are strong and have more control than you think. You have time to run where it is safer. You can get out of this. If the love feels bad and unhealthy, if it makes you mostly sad, it isn't a good love. There are others out there willing to give you a good love, so break up with the boy who is hurting you. Honestly, I know you can't imagine it, but get out of it now. It'll be so much better for you in the end if you do. Keep your mind open. Don't judge others or abide by the constraints of the imposed class system or stereotyping. Don't forget, no one is too special or not good enough to communicate with. You will learn something from nearly everyone you meet. Oh, and please stop shaving your bikini line. The shaving rash marks will remain forever. Be you and keep your head held high. Love, Gem, age 31. And now I'm 32.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.